there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and Bill the Producer is here, as well as CJ and Jimmy the Bubble Boy. I'm getting ready to leave for the Maldives. So now is the time for you three to sit down on the couch, and we're going to have a little therapy session, because I know you're hurting.
Would you stop touching me? Stop touching me. Stop it.
The Bill's all by himself.
Isn't
going to
help.
Part.
Isn't going to help.
Stop touching me.
All right. So, yeah, sit down. There you go. On the couch. Three of you. That's right. All right. You don't touch them. Don't touch them.
Stop touching me.
Quit it.
Don't listen to the voices, Bill.
All right, so, guys, look, this is an issue that I've had to deal with all the traveling that I've been doing over the last year or two. And that is a lot of people like yourselves.
A lot of people like us.
Hate me.
And a lot of people hate you. A lot of people like us.
Because, you know, why aren't you, you should be happy for me, not you shouldn't hate me. What is that all about exactly?
CJ has something he wants to say.
It's envy, isn't it?
CJ, what have you done this past year?
I am coming up on my year anniversary of not diving.
What?
October 2nd.
October. Now, why are you going to, you're not going to let that happen.
We went down to the Keys last year.
Right. So while I'm in the Maldives, why don't you and Jimmy get in a car, head down south to, like Pompano Beach?
Here's why. Hey, this is why they can't do that.
Why?
Because every place you go, it's, this is the world's best diving, and every time we get in the water, we want to be excited about it, but we can't because of you.
What do you mean you can't be excited?
We can't be excited about the great diving that we can do right here in our own backyard, and everybody that's listening has diving in their backyard, some of it's in quarries, so
all right,
it's not
great. Look, take it from the Dan Diver of the Month.
The damnedest diver of the month.
Now, I mentioned that. They're going to feature me in an article in Alert Diver, I guess, here in November, right? And they've asked me a question, what is your favorite dive destination? And what did I say, Bill?
You said I can't pick just one.
No, I said my next dive. That is my favorite dive.
That's very philosophical.
And, of course, now it's going to be in the Maldives. So now it's the Maldives.
Right, but if I was going down to Pompano Beach like I was last week for the scooter races,
that one can't count. That can't count because you couldn't even get your stupid scooter to work.
Well, yeah, but it was booby-trapped.
Sometimes I soak myself in the bathtub. I pour table salt into the bathtub.
Just so you can feel the taste on your lips. I know what
and
you're doing there.
I hold my breath and I make bubbles. My wife comes in and she goes, what the hell are you doing?
And you ask her to wear neoprene.
And I say,
I do that. I feel your pain.
And I ask to see her patty card.
Get the hell off the boat.
She doesn't
Get the hell off the boat!
Well, you
right.
Keep the-
she doesn't have one.
What's that all about?
She's scared of sharks.
Oh, that, see, you gotta get out of the bedroom, quit that role playing, and actually get that
and
get out there
the
and
toilet.
Enjoy life. Whirlpool. What? Oh, brother. The current.
No, it's gotten that bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, you
one
guys,
time she caught me with my wetsuit on.
Look, you and Jimmy and Bill, you need to get together as a buddy team and go diving. Don't wait for me. Go get wet.
Clearly, that's not going to pay off.
Why?
Waiting for Greg.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the
and
truth.
Sometimes we play, in full disclosure, sometimes we play, me and Jimmy the Bubble Boy will come over to my house and we play Greg the Dive Master Tropical Adventures, and he takes my garden hose and he goes up on the roof.
Yeah.
And he holds the hose like a waterfall, and I go stand under it with a broomstick, and that I have to pretend is a mermaid.
Sorry, man. I have to confess to you.
And we play Greg the Tropical Diver Explorer.
I have to confess.
Topside Island Adventure.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, except it wasn't his garden hose. I'm sorry, dude.
It was warm.
Well, it had to be tropical.
Is that why the neighbors were pointing and yelling?
Yelling. Yes.
Yeah, I doubt it. I do feel sorry for you guys. Well, really, no, I don't. Not at all.
It's fun at first.
What?
Pretending feeling? To be
playing,
you.
Playing Greg the Dive Master.
Pretending that I have feelings.
Tropical Topside Adventures.
Yeah, well, and I do. I feel
we do
bad.
Have the rum part down. That's not a problem.
Well, you can practice that anytime.
We go on my back porch, and it's a tiki bar.
Yeah, but you guys need to go out and you need to go diving. What are you waiting
we
for?
We sit around, and we smoke cigars, and we drink rum. We go, God, wasn't that a good dive today that we didn't get to go on?
What are you waiting on? It's right here in front of you,
and
CJ. I go
on my friend Greg has a website, scubaradio.com. Let me look and see if he's going to be
You're
around.
Living vicariously
oh,
through
look,
my adventures,
there he is.
Aren't you? That's
there
okay.
He
you can do that, but you need to make your own.
There he is, swimming through the world's largest bubble, which we know was made by a mermaid, doing something that only mermaids can do.
But that wasn't me swimming through that
bubble. Because they have those special jaws that can unhinge.
You're talking about that Facebook picture that we
oh,
put
yes.
out last
jaws.
Week, right? Yeah, that was taken in Grenada. Or no, I mean Dominica.
See, there you go again.
I'll let you.
There you go again.
No, I'm just saying.
Can't even keep them straight. There's so many.
Well, yeah, that's.
Is it possible that sometimes you're just home hallucinating? Maybe just dreaming all this? This is all just a figment of your imagination?
And to be fair.
And we've actually been on more dives than he has?
And you imagined us.
Don't make me whack you with that mermaid, or I mean broom.
Don't worry, CJ. I'll let you swim through my bubbles in the pool.
Wow. Ring of fire. Ring of fire.
Or if it's raining really
fire.
Hard, and go stand out in the gutter and pretend it's a river, tropical river.
Yeah. And the rain gutter.
And you know what happens? I get ringworm. That's not fun.
Well, to be fair, he pretends to get ringworm.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's drawn on with a Sharpie.
It's not that bad.
It's like a fireworm or something that you would see in the ocean.
Remember the time you got the earwig from the retention pond? It's not that bad.
Yeah.
You guys, you're making excuses of why you shouldn't dive. You should just go out there and do it. What are you waiting for? Everybody does this. They don't have to. Well, look, I do want you to listen to the show. I want you to live vicariously.
One time it got so bad.
And download the shows and share it with your diving friends. But you need to go out and experience
it. I chased a cockroach across my porch and pretend it was a lobster. And I still
couldn't catch it.
I couldn't catch it, just like real life. I had my tickle stick in my net.
You should have been using a looper.
And the little booger got away.
See, that was your problem. We weren't using a looper.
He is practically already Greg the
Dive
Master.
Another time, this was just 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I did catch the roach, but it was too small, so I let it go. That's not funny.
When he
oh, man. Thank God I'm leaving the country.
What happens if I catch it, Greg?
What if you catch
what happens if I actually catch one and it's big enough? I'll eat it.
Do you have any butter?
You have to cook it.
You're throwing it in a
pot. I'm going to throw it in a pot of boiling water. My children will come up and say, Daddy, why is there a bug in the pot? Why are you cooking bugs, Daddy?
They're tasty little morsels.
Well, you're done, Greg. I hope you're happy, Greg.
Eat it.
And I'll say, it's not a bug. It's a lobster. It's a lobster.
Thanks, CJ's having a breakdown. You know, this isn't the kind of...
This is your fault for putting us in therapy.
I think I'm making a breakthrough.
Do you think?
This is good to talk about.
Wow. Maybe we need to do this thing where you hold up pictures and you have to tell us what this looks like. What does that look like to you?
It looks like Greg's going on another awesome adventure again.
Here's another picture.
That's Greg feasting on freshly caught lobster.
All right, right. Okay, and another one?
That's Craig fondling a mermaid.
What? Let me look at that.
No, that's a dog in pantyhose.
Oh, wait, that's right.
Yeah, that's
Greg having fondue. I misread the cue cards.
He's got dyslexia for ring plots. Rorschach's dyslexia.
You guys. You're beyond help.
I don't think
only thing it's going to save
chasing
you.
Chasing bugs are on my porch anymore.
You need to just go diving. You need to just get in the water. Go down to Pompano Beach. Go down to the Keys while I'm away. And
you know what? We should just show up at Pete Murray's house.
Why not?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
He'll make us work on his boat.
He probably needs some help.
You know what? It's not the worst thing. He says it's 5 minutes to the dive boat.
Excuse ourselves to use the restroom and not come back.
No, I bet you he would let you help him with his body painting.
I'll bring a bucket of shrimp and a car battery.
Lift
and separate.
Wow. Okay. There's not enough therapists on the planet to fix this crew. Eh, but what are you going to do? More coming up. Help me.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX-10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
The first show devoted to diving. We all listen to Scuba Radio.
That's right.
Scuba Radio.
Everybody.
Scuba Radio.
Yes.
We all listen to Scuba Radio.
Get down.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, we just kicked CJ out of here. I think he went to go start drinking heavily. Is that what it was?
He was in tears when he left.
Jimmy?
And,
what happened?
Yeah, he was pretty beat up, Greg.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with that boy, but he needs help. He's much more help than we can provide him.
It's possible.
Yeah. So, being that I don't really care, let's, let's talk about something more uplifting. And that would be going back to Grenada. And Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada are on the line. How you doing, gang?
Hey, Greg. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great, Peter. So, Grenada, you guys are cranking right along. You've recovered, I would assume, since our last visit for our rebreather certification, right?
Yeah, it was not that easy. I got the units fixed up again, so everything is fine and clear and up and running.
Yeah, he had to have them sanitized a second time after we left or something, probably.
Yeah, I mean, the
sanitized, sterilized.
Yeah, mermaid what?
Mermaid exposure.
Yeah, mermaid exposure, exactly. Yeah, now I got to say, you know, Mermaid Tony and myself went through this class. Peter was our instructor, and we went through this class, and we did really well. Now, I got to say, Tony, Mermaid Tony, took to it very, very well. She did extremely well, didn't she, Peter? I got to give her props.
She was almost as good as you.
Well, thank you. And he's saying that because she's not with us right now. And
yeah,
that's a good thing.
I was hoping for that.
Yeah, exactly. He's within or without or outside of hitting and kicking range. But she did do very well. So well, in fact, some of the pictures that you took of us going through the class, the folks at Silent Diving want to use them or want to have her as a possible a rebreather model. How rare is it to have a female rebreather diver like Tony?
I think that's a great idea because I think one of the big mistakes or that people do about rebreathers is they think, oh yeah, no, this is, you know, only for guys, this is hardcore technical, and they have no clue how much fun this is.
They have no clue how much fun it is and how accessible it is for men, women, whatever. But there is this little machismo
mermaid.
Type of or mermaid, right? Exactly.
Yeah, it's basically so easy a mermaid can do it.
Oh boy, I'm so glad she's not here today.
Wow.
Aren't you, Bill?
Well, I'm glad for Peter.
Exactly. The sad thing is, she's listening to this back on a replay on the podcast, and she's making her plan right now. Peter, you know this, right?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Yeah. She'll be coming back.
Yeah, because we're planning to come back in October, towards the end of October, for the 50-year anniversary of the sinking of the Bianca C. That is going to be a week long of festivities there in Grenada, but we're going to come down there for a few days extra on top of that and do our next level certification. Right now, Tony and I are certified rebreathers down to 100 feet, right?
Yes, exactly. And we're going to do the next level, which is going to about 150 feet. So we're going to start with decompression procedures, advanced nitrox, and get you down to the bottom.
Now, I was talking about this last week on the show to Bill. I was explaining some of this rebreather technology to him and how impressed I was with the computer. Because it's like two computers built into one unit, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's two-in-one unit that continuously check each other that everything goes well. So this is a very safe procedure. It's very simple. You know, it needs a little bit more work once you set up your equipment, but once it's up and running, it basically controls itself and makes it very safe.
Yeah, well, very safe. It's has battery redundancy in it, has computer redundancy in it. And one reason I bring this up is because when I was telling Bill about this, I was like, I'm surprised some of the other recreational dive computer manufacturers haven't come out with a computer like this for the recreational industry outside of rebreathers. Do you think it's necessary? I got to say that when I've been diving, open circuit, I've had several situations where a battery went dead on a computer or I had some flood or something happen where, thank God, I usually have two or three computers with me anyway. I've needed them. But why hasn't anyone done a double redundancy computer like is on the Inspiration or Evolution rebreather units? Do you have any idea or insight on that?
I mean, it's probably in the regular diving, it's not necessary because you're diving with a buddy. Your buddy has a computer as well.
Well, that's
so
true.
You kind of can rely on this. And also with the rebreather, then after a while, you tend to lean yourself out a little bit further.
Tend to lean yourself out a little bit further. What do you mean?
Yeah,
by
that means you go longer, you go deeper.
Yeah, okay. So,
you need to have this redundant system so to make really sure everything works properly while you're down there.
Right, okay. So
Hold on, Peter. Is there any truth to the rumor I've heard that one of the things which Greg doesn't know yet about this computer is that when you start sprouting gills, it will actually continue to work for you as a gillometer? Is that true?
Not entirely.
But in certain situations.
There's a few things that Greg doesn't know yet.
Oh, there's a lot of things Greg doesn't know yet.
Training session, but That's not one of them.
There you go. All right. Well, you know, that won't be a problem for me. For Mermaid Tony, maybe. You know, sprouting gills, that's not that far-fetched.
I don't think she... I think she has them already.
Yes. You know, the real talk that's happened since we've been in Grenada, though, I must say, is about the Muppet, about the Tony the Mermaid puppet. That was...
Some of the pictures. When we saw Tony giving birth, you know, having that little puppet, it was amazing.
Yes. That was just a magical...
She said it was very unusual you had the stirrups in your office.
Well, you see, you know, a good diver's always prepared. You never can be. And, you know, and I almost lost a thumb. And he performed
and he
surgery
didn't care.
On me. You should see my thumb now. It looks normal.
Yeah.
It really does.
Your thumb is okay again?
My thumb looks very normal, doesn't
actually,
it?
Actually, I will say, the thing that makes it look unusual is that it's the only thing on his body that looks normal.
Yeah, that's because I performed the surgery.
Nicely done.
Yeah, no, my thumb looks great. Peter. The rest of me looks crappy. But I think,
you know, I mean, we can work on the rest, Greg.
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah, why can't...
Why mess with imperfection?
Yes, exactly. All right, well, I am definitely looking forward to coming back to Grenada in October. Peter, I hope you're ready for us. Aquanauts Grenada, if you want to join us, once again, it's about the second half of October when these festivities are going down, right?
Yeah. I mean, basically, the whole month of October will be the Bianca Sea month, so we're going to get as many... Actually, we're starting in the end of September with the Rebreather Week to dive into this, and then we're going to have, like, as many Bianca Sea dives as possible during the whole month to get as many people as possible.
Nice. All right. AquanautsGrenada.com. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
It's going to be quite an adventure. And, man, our schedule, chock full. You know, next week, we broadcast from the deck of the Maldives liveaboard boat with Explore Ventures. It's a brand new vessel, only been on the water a few months. And I've been told that this is going to be probably one of the best trips I have ever done, period. From several people who have dove the area. Clay from Explorer Ventures said this boat is something else. It's going to blow your mind. And for Clay to say that, knowing that I've been on all his other boats, and you just have an amazing trip on any of those boats, to say that this is the best, or maybe...
There is no better diving than liveaboard diving. There certainly isn't.
No doubt about it. So I am really looking forward to that. However, as soon as we get back from that, we'll be home for maybe 2 weeks. And then we're off to Saba. We're off to Saba. And then we get to do that trip with Explore Ventures. And we are going to go out a few days early and do a little broadcast in St. Kitts, because we board in St. Kitts before we go on the liveaboard adventure to Saba. And then we're going to do this. And that's going to go for about a week and a half. And then we'll come back for another week or so. And then we're gone to Grenada. So we got that, and then as soon as we get back from Grenada, it's time for the DEMA show in Orlando in November, first week of November. So between now and pretty much the middle of November, we are fairly booked solid on travels. Now, you can join us on the one in Saba. That would be a great adventure for you to come along and join us on that liveaboard trip, September 17th, that boards in St. Kitts and gets off in St. Martin. So all you have to do is go to exploreventures.com and book it. 1-800-322-3577 is the number.
I love when he looks at me when he says that. Well, if you want to come, all you need to do is book it.
Exploreventures.com. Or you need to look good in a mermaid tail. And unfortunately, that doesn't apply to you either, Bill.
I'm going to keep working on it. If I shaved the back?
Shave the back?
And the front.
No. Just, you know, if you walk into the other room, you got a better shot. You hear what I'm saying?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So here's some advice I wish I would have got when I was your age. Live every week like a shark week.
Now the party don't start till I dive in.
Jump in with your fins, we promise you won't get the fins. Today we will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show, time to let those bubbles blow. Scuba Radio, oh, Scuba Radio, oh.
Sing with us.
Jump in with your fins, we promise you won't get the fins. Today we will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show, time to let those bubbles blow with Scuba Radio, oh, Scuba Radio, oh.
That was awesome.
You think that was awesome? Wait till I take on Katy Perry. I got one. I got one ready for
an arm wrestling thing?
No, I'm going to do a Katy Perry song. Because Tony loves it. Mermaid Tony loves it when we do these little parody songs of her favorite artists like Kesha, yes. Katy Perry. Tony, you love this stuff, right?
I don't, Greg. I keep asking you to stop ruining it for me. You make me not want to listen to this music anymore.
See, that's what I told you. She loves it.
I'll tell you what. The smartest thing I have ever done in my entire life is that I convinced my daughter that her favorite Elmo video on YouTube was the Katy Perry Hot and Cold video. So now if she wants to watch YouTube videos, she does not ask for Elmo. She asks for Elmo Hot and Cold.
You're a bad father.
Yeah, you are. That's wrong.
You know, it's not that that there's anything bad with the video. It's that if you haven't seen it, you should. And if I have to watch a video 1,000 times, I'd just assume it was that.
Okay.
At least it's not Tickle Me Elmo.
No, that's stupid.
Well, that's what he's doing with his kid next week. Right?
No, I'm not going
to do that.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Maybe. All right.
No.
So anyway, Mermaid Tony is on the line because she's getting ready to go to the Maldives. Can you hear the excitement in her voice?
We're going to the Maldives.
Yeah, she's excited. You know, she's a little under the weather.
She's concerned because she knows French, and she knows that French, mal, means bad, and dives means dives. And she's afraid there are going to be bad dives. Can you in any way help assuage some of this fear that she has developed because it's called bad dives in French. In light of the fact that last week you didn't know that it was in the Indian Ocean, I don't know how much help you're going to be.
He is my dive buddy, and that's the problem. See, and you wonder why I'm expecting bad dives.
Yeah.
You know, Tony, you sound almost angry, and I know it's not at me. She had a root canal today, right? Is that what happened? Tell us what it's like a day in the life of a mermaid in the Florida Keys, because it sounded like it might have been pretty rough today.
It was a terrible day, and I did two dives, and I got a reverse block because I broke my tooth way back in Fiji, and it had a temporary filling, and air got trapped underneath it. So as I was coming to the surface, for the past week, the air has been expanding and it can't get out. It's called a reverse block, and it's terrible. And my captain, who's a good friend, he was sick of seeing me come up almost crying after every dive. So I'm on the bow, and it was a really scary thing, actually, because it hit my nerve, and the air pocket caused half of my mouth to go numb, including my tongue.
Yeah.
So I was freaking out, and he calls his dentist, and I go up to the flybridge, and he goes, "You have a dental appointment at 11.
Wait a second. They did a root canal on the flybridge of a dive boat?
I'm telling you.
No, that's where it got scheduled.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And we left the customer. You know, there were three cool guys, and they understood. And he's like, I got to get in a dentist. So he pulled up the car. I jump in. I'm sitting in the dental chair in my bathing suit and my wet, soaking clothes with a blanket.
I'm telling you, the dentist has never been happier for an afternoon appointment in his entire life.
I'm terrified of dentists, and he was like, "You're terrified of little old me," and, you know, I was crying, and he was a great dentist, and he was dabbing my eyes with tissues, and he did a root canal on the fly, like, emergency root canal. I have a temporary filling that will get me through the Maldives. I can dive again,
Yay. And I was back underwater. I was back on boat by 12:15, and I was underwater by 1:30.
Hold on.
That's what I thought. She was yanking my chain. I get this text this afternoon.
She does her first dive. She comes out of the water, has root canal, and goes back and does a second dive.
Actually, the root canal was between my second and third dive today.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's one hell of a surface interval.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I'll tell you what, though. He must not have given you very much drugs.
Novocaine, no.
You know, just to numb it, but no real painkillers,
right?
What
do you do? Just whack you in the head or something, or what?
No, it really hurt, especially when you did the nerve test, which is where he pinches the nerve to see if it's exposed or not. Okay. It was. But, yeah, he just got...
Did he check to see if anything else was exposed?
Oh, sure.
No, he did not.
No, I understand there's a pinch test for that, too, and I just don't know what it is. I'm married.
Oh, well.
That's just not right. I'm sorry. You can smack him next time you see him, Tony.
I will. Is that going to be on the Saber trip?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Yeah, well. Remember it was him and not me that said that.
While we're talking about things which I didn't say and Greg did.
What? About lobster season.
Let's talk a little bit. He did talk about lobster season, saying that you went down and got your fill of lobsters.
Yeah,
I did.
She did well.
Two people caught 12 in just over an hour.
Not too shabby. Greg was apparently not with you.
He was not, thank goodness.
On an unrelated note, he seems to think that he did a substantially better job in the rebreather training than you did. I love making her laugh.
No, she was given laughing gas by the dentist, and she wasn't laughing at you.
She's narked.
No, this is exactly what he said, and I'll throw this in there on top of it. He got Peter from Aquanauts Grenada to agree. Because he knew you weren't here.
Excuse me?
Well, yeah, I don't know. What are you talking? Don't put words in my mouth.
Instead, what I will do is play the tape.
They weren't prodded along by me. I didn't push them into any particular situation. Go back and listen to the tape.
Oh, listen. Here's the tape now. Hey, Peter, I did better than her, didn't I?
No, I did not say that.
That's just wrong. There's a reason I stopped listening to Scuba Radio about 6 months ago.
Now, you have to go back. Listening. You're going to have to go back and listen now because I didn't say that. And Bill's trying to set it up so I'm miserable in the Maldives because Tony's going to be all mad at me for saying stuff about her on the radio. And I didn't do that.
Greg, I'm always mad at you. You can't win.
Oh, shush. Quit it.
You cannot win. I will always be mad at you no matter where we are in the world. It could be Fiji. It could be the Maldives. It could be the Florida Keys.
This is how great Greg's life is. Greg is such a great dive buddy. He gets free trips for this mermaid that travels the world and sees places that really, and no offense, Tony, you probably wouldn't have seen otherwise. And still, she's mad at him the whole time. This is how great he is to travel with.
That is...
Fiji.
Wrong. That's what's
going on. It
doesn't
seem right,
that's
but it's
true.
Correct.
It isn't happening. That isn't what's happening. No, no.
And we wonder why more people don't join us on these trips that we advertise for.
He makes me carry his luggage.
By the way, everyone come to Saba. Oh, wait, Greg's going to be there.
What is this? Where did this show take such a terrible turn?
I had a root canal today. I'm angry. What do you want?
Yeah. Oh, okay. You get a pass. But, you know, direct your anger at Bill and Jimmy the Bubble Boy. You should see these guys.
No,
they're
I
a
like
mess.
Those guys.
No, they're way
she
worse
than me.
She
likes us because she never has to see us.
That's true, Bill. That's true.
It's just so wrong. All right. Well, no, also I said good things about how the folks at Silent Diving were interested in maybe using you as a rebreather model.
He did say that.
See?
In addition to saying that, which seemed odd since he was a better diver.
I did not say that.
They're gonna
if you look at all the pictures, Greg's doing funny things with his legs or looking in the wrong direction or falling off bows of boats. Yeah, clearly he should be the better rebreather model than me.
Now, let me ask you a question, though, Tony, in all seriousness, not just in an effort to get Greg in trouble, but one of the questions which he asked Peter was he thought that it was unusual that a female diver was as adept at rebreathing as you were. Is there anything about it that you think would be difficult for a woman diver?
I don't think so, no. I mean, as long as they're used to being a diver in general, which means being able to support the gear on their back, and I mean, there's nothing different.
Hmm. It's not unusual to be a mermaid on a rebreather.
Do you
more women diving rebreathers and more women diving in general? Anything guys can do, we can do better.
Well, especially when it comes to using Tony as your female paragon, because she's just an excellent diver. She uses many, many molecules of air on a dive.
Wait a minute.
Just so it doesn't seem inhuman.
You think all this brown nosing is going to make any difference after what you just said about Tony?
I didn't say it about Tony. You said it about
Tony. She's not going to buy that. She hates you. She hates you.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I got to give a little shout out to our buddy Nick at Voli Voli Resort in Fiji. It's his birthday this week. I think he's 29. Actually,
like story.
He really may be 29. maybe he's not even 29. I don't know. Mermaid Tony, what is it? Nick, how old is he? You have any idea?
I think he's 29.
You think he is?
Yeah.
He really is 29.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Really.
I'm trying to help out my brother there, and I basically just threw him right under the bus. What are you going to do?
But
what a pal.
Enjoy it, Nick. Well, let's put it this way. He might be celebrating his 29th birthday this week, but his liver, he's probably celebrating his 70th, knowing how that darling family is. God bless him. Voli Resort, good times, right, Tony? Come on. That was a great time.
Oh, my goodness.
I think we're going to go back to Fiji here next year for sure. We got some plans. Probably around May. But next week we will be in the Maldives. And it's going to be quite an adventure. We'll broadcast from the deck of the boat. You know what, Tony? I got to tell you, you know, we've talked about this a little bit on our other trips that we've been to, but you know, for me personally, I think this could be top three easy from what I've been hearing. And you've been there for some of those conversations, what we've had with some friends that have already been there. What do you think?
I think it's going to be wonderful. The only other place I've heard in the world people say is slightly better is Galapagos, which you got to go on, and I didn't.
But right.
That's okay, because nor did Bill.
Nor did Bill, nor did Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those once-in-a-lifetime things. Yes, I am better than all of you combined. But that doesn't matter, just because I went to the Maldives. I mean, I went to the Galapagos, and I have maybe an interesting frame of reference because of that. I'll be willing to share that experience and let you know.
Your trip almost got canceled due to political unrest. I'm okay with missing
true.
A trip.
Well, you know, we are flying through London. And did you hear they're having riots in London right now?
What?
Oh, well, yeah, it's because there aren't going to be any more Harry Potter movies.
Yeah, they're all up in arms.
Shut up.
Because of the ending.
Expelleramus.
It's just not good. But yeah, we're flying through London on our way to the Maldives. It's actually a fairly direct path to take, and you'll hear all about that next week. I'm excited. I think it'll be a great time.
I love your travel stories.
You do love them?
I got on a plane, and I think we headed south. I don't know.
We just headed east. We're going to head east, I think.
Not
aren't
exclusively
we?
East. If you went to London and then went east, you'd end up in St. Petersburg.
Oh.
And you're not diving in St. Petersburg.
I don't know. All I know is we're in the Indian Ocean.
Now you know that.
Yeah, because you told me last
yes,
week, right?
When you told me it was the Red Sea.
I would have found out eventually. Tony would have set us straight.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you waiting? Have you done any research on where we're going at all, Tony? Have you been too busy with this whole root canal thing?
Well, I have been extremely busy, and I've hardly been on my computer at all, but I have had time to look over the Explore Adventures website about the Maldives and what to expect.
Yeah? And? What are you thinking?
We might see mantas.
Nice.
And there's a lot of colorful things that I don't really know what they are. Probably nudie banks and giant clams, but... I think it's going to be wonderful. And the dives are supposed to be about 80 feet or so, generally.
Hmm, okay.
So it's shallower diving, at least as far as we're concerned.
Are you guys planning on doing rebreather diving there, or are you going to be doing regular open circuit?
No, it'll be open circuit there.
Yeah, just a noisy open circuit.
Yeah, you know, and I got to tell you, it's easy to get jaded. Because after you go back, Tony, we didn't talk much about this on the air, but, you know, I got to say, I felt it there even in Pompano Beach when we were diving, how noisy it was, especially with all the scooters and things compared to the rebreather diving.
Fortunately, your scooter had some sort of a silencer device.
It did. But that was...
It's called Greg.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a little mishap we had, wasn't it, Tony? You know, I was trying, though. You know, Tony was doing the mermaid thing,
I'll
and I was
what,
in charge
Tony
of...
has told me several times, Greg is very trying.
Tony, help me out. Throw me a bone. Seriously. No?
No.
Nothing?
Why should I help you out? Do you remember the two of us, me holding onto the back of your tank while you trying to get us to the dive site in this crazy current? And let me tell you, mermaid tails and a current are kind of like having a wet noodle tub strapped to your legs. You go nowhere.
Yeah, oh. Bill can relate to that.
Yeah, well, us guys, we know what it's like to have a wet noodle strapped to your leg.
A lot of drag.
Oh, brother. But yeah, no, what I did then, and then I turned around and said, look, Tony, here, take the scooter. I'll just swim, because we weren't getting anywhere. She did. I held onto the scooter after I realized how to start the dumb thing that was operated by hand magnets that they didn't give me after I got in the water. But once I figured out how to go, then she grabbed on the back of the tank and she was just going to take a lift. But I noticed, we're not moving. So here, take the scooter. Then let her go, and then I had to kick and get
her. She's
over
a little
there.
More trim in the water than you are.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe you should consider not eating as much on the floor.
What the hell? What is that all about? What are you guys laughing at? Both of you said that I look like I had lost weight.
Well, yeah, but you were so huge before.
You were a whale. Now you're like a bulwark.
All right, speak whale.
You guys are evil. What the hell's the matter with all of you?
Well, I'll tell you what. I know what my excuse is and what James's excuse is. We're not going
diving at all.
Diving to the Maldives. I have no idea what's up with Tony, but you're taking her on a dive trip across the world to a very exclusive dive location, and she still can't stand your guts. I have no idea what you've done, but clearly you deserve all of this abuse.
Tony, care to enlighten the class?
Root canal? How long can
root canal, see?
For?
It's drugs. It's the drugs.
It's yeah. The no drugs.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, the no drugs. That's
she needs more. She give her more drugs.
Yay, Advil.
Yay.
Tony, I hope you have a great time on your trip, and I hope that you don't come back with Greg.
I should probably feed him to Amanda or something.
There you go.
I'm well, thanks. I'm plotting it out already.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. I hate you, too. All right. That'll have to do until we actually broadcast from the deck of the Liveaboard with Explorer Ventures in the Maldives next week. Do not miss it. I promise we'll get along better then. Maybe. Or not. It
don't
might
make
even
promises.
Be more fun if we don't.
Don't write checks your mouth can't keep.
All right. That'll be... well, that'll have to do for now. Till then, remember, it's always better...
down where it's wetter.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.